can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage. You know, when I wrote the other day, maybe that was just today or last night or whenever, I wrote, I have a feeling I'll be laughing my ass off when Penn State announces their hire. They clearly didn't think this through. I mean, I think the Franklin thing has absolutely blown up in their faces. And their task now is to get a coach who's demonstrably better and answers the questions that they had about Franklin. Good luck with that, because none of them are going to. There's nobody available in this cycle that can possibly answer that question. You know, again, if you had a prime Dabo Swinney, a Kirby Smart, or Urban Meyer, or, you know, somebody of that ilk, you know, Nick Saban, then you would have had somebody who had answered those questions. But there's nobody out there who answers the questions that Penn State placed on James Franklin. There just isn't. And therefore, I don't think there's actually a hire that you can say will have answered that question. Furthermore, you allowed James Franklin to go to what's essentially a rival recruiting institution in Virginia Tech, a team that university that recruits the same corridor as Penn State does. That seems like really bad business, and that you did not think it through. I don't know what candidate out there could possibly make this feel better. You know, look, I've suggested Eli Drinkwitz to everybody for the longest period of time. I think Eli Drinkwitz would at least make you feel okay, if not great. And again, I have great respect for Drinkwitz. I think he's a really tremendous football coach. I also think he's edgy, which is a good thing. It's a good thing if you're at a major institution and you have rivals. It's a good thing if you're Penn State trying to beat Ohio State. It's a good thing if you're Florida trying to beat SEC teams. It's a good thing. Eli Drinkwitz, and quite honestly, Eli Drinkwitz doesn't make the boneheaded in-game decisions that that Lane Kiffin does. So, you know, I think Drinkwitz is a safer choice than Kiffin. I mean, again, the thing I wonder about with Kiffin is, can you go and bring in 25 transfer portal players everywhere? Or is that just every season? Or is that just unique to you at Ole Miss? And some will say, well, if he goes to Penn State or Florida or whatever, maybe doesn't need to. Well, he can recruit more high school players. Is there a lot of evidence of Lane Kiffin being a great recruiter when it comes to high school recruiting? Or does he just turn his team over every year through the portal? I know he's a master of the portal, but will every other school that could possibly be a suitor for Lane Kiffin allow him to be a master of the portal? Not sure of that. I think that's the primary question about Kiffin. I don't even think it's his in-game ineptitude or his in-game madness, which he certainly has, and which he's never cleared at all. I mean, again, if you have any question about that, I mean, like, just as a homework assignment, anyone who's thinking of hiring Lane Kiffin should go watch the entirety of Ole Miss Oklahoma. You should go watch that entire game. Watch every second of that game. Tell me, how many boneheaded decisions did Lane Kiffin make from a tactical standpoint in one game? I think it's like 15. I mean, it's just like, it's like unthinkable. I mean, dude is on the sideline doing a Three Stooges thing. He's hitting himself in the head. I mean, he's on the sideline actually hitting himself in the head. That's a little disconcerting to me. If you're gonna give this guy a $70 million buyout at LSU or Florida or something, I mean, that's a little disconcerting. I'd be a little worried about that. But hey, that's me. You do what you want to do. I'm less certain. So from a standpoint of Penn State, look, I suggested Jeff Brohm long ago. Brohm is out of this process now. So like many others. So who's in? Who's left? I mean, if it's not Eli Drinkwitz, who's left? I mean, somebody today, in response to this, suggested Matt Campbell. I don't like Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell loses every big game he plays. Every single big game he plays, he loses. And he can never beat his rival. So how on earth would Matt Campbell answer the James Franklin question? You know, the two teams that James Franklin couldn't beat in recent years were the two teams that won the friggin' national championships. I mean, Matt Campbell can't beat Iowa. I'm out of Matt Campbell. I'm just not a big Matt Campbell fan. I mean, you know what Matt Campbell is? He's the Sean Hannity of football coaches. Now, I'll just leave that to you, and you can check my Twitter feed for more information on that. Because, you know, Hannity bores the crap out of me. Matt Campbell bores the crap out of me, too. I just think he's Mr. Vanilla Wafer. And I don't see how that answers in any way the reasons that you allegedly fired Franklin. You fired Franklin because he allegedly can't get over the top. He had his team within one game of the national championship. You better find somebody who has that track record. Good luck finding somebody who won 11.33 games the last 4 years. Like I said, Kwok has this thing about never firing a 9-win coach. Franklin won 11.33 games the last 4 years. And Kwok's thing is for 1 year. You know, you don't fire a 9-win coach if he won 9 games in last year. Well, Franklin won 13 last year. 13. And they fired him. And they let him go to Virginia Tech. Or rather, there was nothing they could do about him going to Virginia Tech. And now you'd pay a price for that. Yeah. You know, I don't know who your dire is going to be, Penn State, but it better be freaking good. It better be really good. And you better have a story, too. You better have a story to sell. A story that talks about how great he is. But, you know, the Matt Rhule ship has apparently sailed. That was Penn State's first notion by insiders that they wanted Matt Rhule. Well, you know, I think that blew up when Matt Rhule scored 6 against Minnesota. But the following week, by the way, you didn't have to wait long for that. But, you know, just like playing quarterback, if your name is Matt, you can't play. I don't think you can coach if your name is Matt either. No to Matt Rhule. No to Matt Campbell. No to Matt anybody. Matt, no. Thanks. No. Nope. Nope. Not here. None of those are going to answer the question. And neither is Brian Hartline. I mean, I'm sorry. Is it the amateur hour? The Ohio Statesman, Ohio State has slow played Brian Hartline forever. They slow played him forever. They didn't advance him. They slow played him forever. And so you're going to go hire him? That's going to be your answer to friggin' Ohio State? So Franklin wasn't the answer, but Brian Hartline is going to be your answer? Well, good luck with that. Good luck selling that, too. I mean, honestly, you know, I think on my way in, I think I heard Kwok say that would be an L. Yeah, a colossal L, 100%. Colossal L. There's no way you can fire. This is the point. This was the point. This is why you should have thought this through to begin with. You can't fire Franklin and just hire Joe Schmuck, who's never done anything. And that's what Penn State's looking to do. Hire Joe Schmuck after getting rid of a guy who won 11.33 games a year for 4 years, the last 4 years. It's just dumb. It's dumb. I don't see an answer. And I've heard a lot of connection with Eli Drinkwitz and Auburn. I don't know if that's going to come to fruition or not, but I've even heard it that Drinkwitz goes to Auburn and keeps DJ Durkin as DC. I don't know. But what happens if Drinkwitz gets taken out of this mix? I'm sorry, then who are you down to now? Are we just back to the Brian Hartline thing? Why don't you just pick somebody out of the stands, let him coach? I don't hate Brian Hartline. Brian Hartline can recruit. But again, I think there's a reason that Ohio State sort of slow played him seemingly for a long period of time. They did not want to advance him up the internal pecking order. But Penn State's going to name him head coach over a guy who, you know, averaged 11.33 wins for the last 4 years? I don't know. Good luck, Penn State, because I think you're going to need it. I think you're going to need luck selling, because I just don't see a guy out there. I think the best answer for you would be Eli Drinkwitz. I think that'd be the best answer. I don't think even that, and I love Drinkwitz. I've made the case for Drinkwitz for a long period of time. I think the things I've said about Drinkwitz have been proven. But even having said that, if I had my druthers and I was Penn State, I'm not getting rid of Franklin for Eli Drinkwitz. I'm not. Not doing it. Good luck to them. If the answer is anything other than Eli Drinkwitz, I mean, other than Eli Drinkwitz, or you get Urban Meyer to come back, then I think you have a real issue. I just think you have a real issue. Not good. Not good. Tomorrow we'll get to the map poll finally, and I'll tell you who I selected. We'll talk about more about Clemson, West Virginia basketball tomorrow. We'll have lots of things to get to on tomorrow's show. We'll go into detail with Clemson WVU, who you need to know, why you need to know. We'll also get to Clemson football. I'm not going to seriously approach the Furman game like it's a contest because it's not. But what it is a chance to see certain elements of your football team that you haven't seen a lot of this year. Like we'll see backup quarterbacks and we'll get to see a lot of the number twos and again, maybe some guys who have potential. I think it's a chance to sort of get a look at those guys, the players that we don't get to see a lot of as we look towards next year and what to expect and we try and fill the holes that exist on this football team. So we'll have all of that on tomorrow's show. Ramona, what do we have? Like 5 games left in the contest? How many?
I think so.
Okay, well, we're going to go over those in the remainder of the show as well. Snaphook, how are you, Snaphook? Good to have you.
I'm doing well, Will. Deb Tula, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Just leaving the woods after deer hunting, didn't see anything but squirrels. So
really?
Figured I'd call in.
No offense, Nap, but where on earth do you people hunt? Because, I mean, I might drive home every night. I have to dodge hundreds of them. Where do you hunt that you only find squirrels? I mean, because, I only find deer. I mean, if I wanted to kill 100 of them on my way home with a car, I could.
Yeah, I know. I need to just stand in the middle of Highway 183 between Greenville and
Hey, Snapper, go look at Highway 123, the road we come in here. You ever see that movie Pet Cemetery? That road looks like the Pet Cemetery road right now.
Oh, yeah. I get off on Cartier Road for work.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can count more deer on the side of the road than I see it in the stand.
It's like they're hip to you or something. They know. As soon as you traipse out there with a gun, they know.
Well, the ironic part is here in about 30 minutes, I'll get 12 of them on camera because it's dark.
That's what I'm saying.
It's part of it, man. Part of it.
Yeah.
Well, changing gears on you, who would have thought the New England Patriots had the best record in football right now, Walt?
Obviously the quarterbacks played well. Obviously the Vrabel acquisition was enormous. I mean, enormous. Coach of the year almost for certain. And that leads to the defense, which I think has been the big difference. The Patriots defense is elite. I mean, they've been tremendous against the run all year long.
Well, other than, you know, another girl pregnant, have you heard anything cancerous from Stephon Diggs? I mean, has he been tamed in the Patriots organization?
No. That's like every one of these problematic receivers. They can stay clean. They can stay focused for about a year, and then it's over. Well, and then that's what will happen. So you're getting the best of him now, but don't expect that to last.
Well, if I get one good year out of him,
yeah,
it's 15 games more than I thought I was going
to. That's right.
Get, Walt.
And not to mention the fact, Snapper, look, the AFC is just this wild jumble. I mean, it sounds impossible that the New England Patriots could go to the Super Bowl, but you could. You could, because it. First of all, you have a chance at home field throughout the playoffs. That still exists. That would give you a bye. And secondly, there's nobody in the AFC who's dominant in any way, shape, or form. Nobody.
Nobody. And, you know, I got two things, Walt, I want to take off the air.
Yeah.
First of all, give me a win game for the rest of New England's schedule.
Okay.
And second thing, do you see a place in the NFL for Adam Randall? I appreciate it, Deb Phillips.
Thank you. Thanks, Sampa. Good talking to you. All right, we will get to that as soon as we come back. Don't let me forget the Adam Randall part of that, Ramona. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Listen, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. I mean, it's a mouthful, and it should be, because that's the type of selection you have at the Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Now's the time to get the absolute best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. Tell me who else can match that. Nobody. And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. They're tackling, Ramona, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. That's insane. And you can compare, contrast them, test drive them, find out which works best for you. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi's easy to find, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. You'll thank me later. Tell them I sent you, whether you call, whether you go. Quick break, we'll be back.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat.
And family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa, 13 years in a row.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular cash pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shot, got a snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it, inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I get a bunch of people sending me things like this. All the deer know to live in the cities and neighborhoods now. LOL, dogs are smart, deer are too. It seems that way. It just seems that way. I mean, like every night when I'm out, I mean, I'm telling you, like, it just looks to me like there's a massive deer overpopulation issue. I mean, they're
I'm seeing a lot of little ones.
So
there probably is.
Yeah, the Bambis are everywhere. Yeah, they're literally stinking everywhere. And it's funny because you don't see the males very often.
No, they stay out of the road.
Because they're busy. They're busy producing
The little ones. The other night, one was in front of my car.
Yeah.
And he kept looking back and forth. I'm like, pick a side. I want to go home.
Ramona's even impatient with Bambi. It's just too funny. Pick a side. Pick a side or I'll run your puny A over. If it wasn't for the dent you put in my new car, yeah. Or my semi-new car now.
Yeah.
Well, you know how they say there's a lot of mileage on that car, so we don't call it new anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, there are these fields like off of a street that leads into Maine. I mean, just all up and down the road. They're just like hundreds of them. They're literally everywhere. It's, you know, it's, I have to dodge them constantly. They run in front of me at night constantly. Like, you know, like I have to go slow in that area. And, you know, I put every light on that I have, you know, so, yeah. How about this from a texter 794 is running his train to run a 100-mile ultra marathon. How about that? That's absolutely awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Incredible. Texter said, he responds by saying, thank you. I don't know if running 100 miles deserves a congrats or a warrant for a CAT scan. Might be both. Might be both. We'll see. You know, this, he asked me about Kalen DeBoer and the rumors of this. I have heard this. I have not seen this from any reliable source. But there's a suggestion that Kalen DeBoer is like wildly unhappy at Alabama and he's a candidate at Penn State. I don't know if Kalen DeBoer is the genius that everybody thinks he is, but would that hire at Penn State make the Penn State people happy? Yeah, it would probably be the only one that truly would. I don't think there's another name out there. I don't think there's any other coach out there that has been discussed that would satisfy what Penn State did with Franklin. I don't. I mean, you know, again, they'll try and play the company line, maybe, but the only one I think will leave them at all satisfied is Drinkwitz. I'm not even sure about that. You know, I'm not 100% sure how many Penn State people even know who Eli Drinkwitz is. So, you know, that's, there may be a name recognition there. Hey, Ramona, Brooke the mail lady says that, I've had a pretty interesting day. I saw two people get arrested on my route today, and not one of them was me. So how about that? Two people on her route, Ramona. So maybe Brooke does, and maybe her route is through a tough route. Yeah, a tough route.
Yeah, yeah, she has to be that
tough,
way.
Tough neighborhood. Yeah. Let me tell you what I saw today. And I saw this dude twice, going both ways. Okay. I'm driving through the center of Anderson, right? And I see a woman police officer on the side of the road, standing there with her car parked there, with a big heavy set dude who dwarfs her, standing next to her. And so anytime you see the police by the side of the road with, you know, with some alleged ne'er-do-well, you know, everyone has to rubberneck and look, because that's what we do, right? So I have no idea what was going on here, but the big heavy dude that dwarfed her was waving to every car.
What? While she was standing there.
While she's standing there, yeah. I'm suspecting it was because he knew that every car was looking at him standing there. So he's,
I can't believe that.
Yeah, he's waving to every car. But what I didn't get was look, I don't know what was going on, okay? Maybe dude wasn't under arrest at all. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it was some other thing. You know, maybe stuff was stolen from him. I have no idea.
Could be. You never know.
Yeah, I have no idea. But normally, like, the reinforcements come right away, you know?
Yeah, unless they're stuck in traffic.
No, because, look, well, yeah, and like in your case, yeah. But look, let's be honest, okay? I love and respect the police. Without police, we would be absolutely screwed. But let's be honest, you know, when you pull the 80-year-old lady over at 7 o'clock at night for going 8 miles over the speed limit, and then you have 10 other cars have to show up to make sure the 80-year-old lady isn't heavily armed. You know, it seems a little much.
It is a little much.
It seems,
yeah, that's packing.
Yeah, that seems a little much. But so I expected, because I had to come back through there a couple minutes later, I expected by that time to see the reinforcements arrive, but there weren't any. So I don't know what was going on. They're both just standing on the sidewalk by the road, just sort of looking out, and I mean, I didn't know at first, like, does this woman need some help? Like, where are the reinforcements? I don't know. You know, and but like I said, you know, the Jolly Green Giant there was waving to every single car.
Maybe she just pulled over to see what his deal was, and she was talking to him.
Maybe, but then the deal was still going on, whatever it was, because like I said, he was literally waving to every single car, because again, we all look, we do. Whenever there's a police car stopping somebody, we look. We rubberneck, that's what we do. It's like a sport, right?
I look down to see if I'm speeding.
When a police car has stopped somebody already, they can't stop you then, Ramon. You're clear.
I know. But still, it's a habit.
Yeah, but this was a dude who was standing on the sidewalk with the policewoman right next to him. He was standing on the sidewalk. So, you know, she wasn't going to run after you, okay? She was there by herself with the Jolly Green Giant. And the Jolly Green Giant was waving to every single vehicle. He waved to me twice. Yeah, twice. He was still there when I went back a few minutes later. Yeah, he was still there. Ted said, "Well, how good is Arizona basketball?" You know what? They're good, but let's be honest. He says right now they have the best wins of any team at UConn, neutral against Florida. They do, but UConn played without their best player and Reed, and Reed averages 20 and 12, and you know, Tariel Chad had asked me something like that earlier. I just think that had Reed played, I think UConn would have smoked Arizona. So I mean, I think they're good. But I think you have to consider the fact that UConn played without their big man. Again, Reed is 6'10" and dominant. And so I think that's the case. Tex said some dumb A on X posted Dabo interviewing in Arkansas. Yeah, I saw that. You know, look, if Dabo Sweeney ever decides to leave Clemson, it's not going to be for Arkansas. I mean, it's just not happening. I mean, it's not. Have you been to Arkansas? I have. I mean, look, you got one city and there's like nothing else there but woods. And Arkansas is like the bastard stepchild of the SEC. They've never been fully accepted. And I mean, the notion that Dabo Sweeney would leave Clemson for Arkansas is like the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Now, this has been a crazy season, but I just say no to all that. I would be stunned, absolutely stunned. Just not going to happen. Again, if Dabo Sweeney leaves, ever decides to leave Clemson, it won't be for Arkansas. I mean, that doesn't even sound right, does it? Leave Clemson for Arkansas? No, just not happening. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. My guy Brian Franklin. Look, the Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of Road Rage and The Roar. You probably remember me talking about them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and just want to remind you, they're the affordable, reliable, trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. You heard earlier from SEC Buckeye fan who wrote us and said how wonderful Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service, is and what they did for him. Well, they've done the same for me. I mean, look, we get a lot of wind and gusty situations in the upstate, and trees fall. That's what happens. So whether it's one tree or 20 trees, Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service, will help you make the right choices when it comes to removal, trimming, or thinning the herd regarding hazards. The upstate, again, has some dangerous weather conditions that impact these trees, and then they fall. And if they're around your home or your garage or your fence or anything else, they can damage your property. This has happened to me multiple times until I called Brian Franklin. And I've had Brian out to my property to help me in this area twice. Once I had him take out a bunch of trees. There were others he said he didn't think I needed to take out. So, you know, he's not going to be somebody who tells you, you know, every single tree to take out. He's going to advise you with professionalism and courtesy, which is what he did. But I was determined to get some of these out, even some that Brian didn't think I needed. I was really concerned after what I had witnessed, and I thank God I did because in a way Brian saved my life, because had Helene hit with all those trees around my home, I mean, I live in a wood area, so when Helene hit my property, and I'm down like a valley, and normally these bad storms miss me, but this one, I mean, I don't know if I had a tornado as a result of it or not, because it just stayed in my property, and like 75 trees in the woods got wiped out. I mean, all over my woods. Had I not removed, had I not had Brian Franklin and Franklin Tree Service remove those trees, I would have lost my home, probably my life. So that's what Brian Franklin meant to me. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhang limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. Franklin Tree is fully insured and committed to top quality work. You have to make sure of that. Call the Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. They're the best. Kevin, I'll get to you on the other side. We'll get back to the Pick'em games. Waltip, Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Are back. Lots to get to. Let me get to Kevin, and then we'll get back to the U-Pick'em games. We've gone through like half of them in quite a bit of depth. And by the way, tomorrow we'll make way for Clemson basketball at 6 o'clock. The pregame show at 6:30 tomorrow. So you'll want to be here for that too. And of course, we have a ton of college football and a ton of college basketball to get to. We'll give you what to look for in the Clemson-Furman game. Again, not in terms of results. I mean, Clemson's a 41-point favorite. And we'll probably win by more than that, quite honestly. Furman's not very good. I hate to say that, but they're just not. They've been blown out several times by teams that you would not expect to blow Furman out. I believe Western Carolina crushed them early this year. But the heading kid at quarterback has ability. He's completed like 70% of his throws this year, and they've got some talent at receiver. The Evan James kid's a sprinter. They've got some ability. We'll talk about that. But most importantly, we'll talk about, you know, what you have to look for in terms of depth chart play in that game, because that's really what we're talking about. This is not about winning and losing. This is about getting a chance to see some other players. That's what it's about. Kevin. Whoops. Missed. Kevin, how are you, Kevin? Good to have you.
I'm doing great, Walt. How are you?
Good, Kevin. Thank you for getting in.
Dude, hey, listen, I got a question. Like, as far as quarterback goes, I know we're thinking, you know, Vezina might can do something next year. I got a question about Byron Brown from South Florida.
Yep.
I mean, if they bring him in, this cat can throw and he can run, and if Clemson's got the receivers that they think they're going to have next year, I mean, could he not really be really, really good in that system?
Yeah, Brown was on my list that I gave out like 2 weeks ago. I think that he's one of like 15 quarterbacks that I put on my list that I think Clemson should consider. Again, Brown would be a one-year deal if he makes himself available in the portal as opposed to going to the NFL. I think he'd be a great addition. He can throw on the move. He has great legs. He's dangerous as a runner. There's a lot to like about his talent and his ability. So yeah, I mean, to me it just depends. I don't know whether Clemson's going to look for a short term fix or a longer term solution in the portal. And I mean, again, what you look for isn't necessarily what you get, because guess what? Other people are going to want these dudes too.
Oh, absolutely. I just think it would be great with Gideon Davidson. I mean, that's a great combo. With them two together,
yeah,
that would be a great combo, because, I mean, the way Davis is running right now, it's like stupid good.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, question. Yeah, I think it'd be great. But like I said, I also think there are a lot of other guys who would fit that mold. I'm excited to watch this. It adds a whole new level of excitement and a different type of recruiting, and it's sort of more like speed dating is the way the transfer portal recruiting works. So Clemson's going to have to.
Do you think they're looking at Florida's quarterback at all?
I think it's possible. I mean, I think Lagway is probably going to be a big ticket item for somebody. Obviously he wasn't very consistent this year, but the talent is still there.
Sure.
The talent is still there, without question.
Sounds good, Walt. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, he's another guy who's on my list. I think all those things are possible. And, again, Clemson's going to have to pay up for somebody. I think that's just the way it is. And that's what I would expect to happen. Ramona, I was asked a couple questions, I think, by Snaphook as he was leaving before. One of them was about Adam Randall. What was the other question? The question about Adam Randall related to the NFL, the problem for Adam is he's way behind. From an experience running standpoint, there are still things that he doesn't do well. His vision is suspect at times. His pad level, running behind his pads, is still an area that he's not great at. He's a tall runner. There are some problems in that regard. But the physical ability is there. You're talking about a guy who's 6'2.5", 6'3", and 235 pounds, and has long speed. So the physical ability is there. It'll be interesting to see at what point someone's willing to take a chance on him, because it is going to involve taking a chance. It just is. So we'll see how that plays out. What was the other part of Snaphook's question, Ramona?
I was thinking that was it.
No, that was half of it, and quite honestly. Okay. I thought I wrote it down here, but I don't see it. In any case, one other thing before we get to Tennessee Tiger that we haven't touched at all, Ramona. Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Attended Jordan Hudson's adult cheerleader competition. Ramona just made the worst bitter beer face in history.
Gross.
There is no way to describe how uncomfortable Bill Belichick looked. He looked like he was sitting on a red hot poker.
Okay. Here you got Bill Belichick in the audience of who?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parents, brothers and sisters watching their daughter.
Well, wait. This is an adult cheerleader competition. I'm sorry. This is one of the strangest freaking things I ever saw.
This is like sort of like their store. Are you saying that?
Their store?
Yeah, their family store. Remember they have a weird adult family store.
Well, there's no way to describe how weird this looked. I didn't feel real comfortable in even pursuing anything. I did not search anything. I didn't want any more than just the basics, which was already in my face.
Yeah, that's what's gross.
Quite honestly, this adult mixed cheerleading competition, there's no way to explain this. I really couldn't tell who the men and the women were. I just couldn't. I mean, looking at this whole group, I couldn't tell which the men were, which the women were. I have no idea.
Of the cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah, well, this was a scary group, quite honestly. I'm sorry. Look, if you're 30 years old and you're still playing at cheerleader, that's a concern.
Yeah.
I didn't know 30-year-olds competed at cheerleading.
Now, she claims to be way younger than that.
Yeah, I think she's, I think she's about 45.
I do, too. I'm with you because I looked at a picture of her. Usually they don't really show much of her.
Yeah.
Except with him standing next to him, you're kind of like, what? But I saw a close-up picture of her. She looks old.
Yeah, she does. So either she's aged really badly from that past of hers.
Yeah, way too much makeup or something.
Right.
She looks old.
Right, or somebody really needs to check her birth certificate. Maybe this thing isn't as much, summer, winter, or however they say that.
What would it be?
As it
fall,
as
fall, winter?
Yeah, as it appears. Yeah, maybe it's not. Because
it's closer than we're horrified by.
I think she looks like she's about 45.
She does to me, too.
And And so later on, remember, there's this picture of her at the airport with Bill, and Bill's like walking through the airport, and seemingly not wanting to be all that close to her because she's walking with her jacket or shirt, whatever it is, completely off of her shoulders. So, you know, she's like semi-naked at the top of her body and walking that way, walking like, you know, like a 13-year-old might walk.
And he's 10 feet behind?
Yeah, because I'm thinking he didn't want to be arrested by the airport police.
I mean, God, this is so weird. Maybe he's starting to think it's weird.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Trust me. When dude was sitting there like he's sitting on a red hot poker at this event,
he was
definitely rethinking the whole thing.
It's kind of like a beauty pageant or something, or... I don't understand the whole
thing. There are 30-year-olds competing in cheerleading.
Okay, so... In, that's weird.
Yeah, the whole thing was weird.
Yeah, that's
the whole
that's
collection of losers was weird. I'm sorry. You can do whatever you want at whatever age, but by like 30, unless you're like a member of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleading team.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a
professional,
NFL,
that's one thing.
That's totally
these people
different.
Are not that. Okay, these people are not. These people are playing at cheerleader at like the age of 30.
Yeah, that's.
They're playing at cheerleader. At some point, you know, I don't know what age exactly, but at some point, you're like done with that. Okay,
that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right, but you know, again, you're not actually going to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader team or any other professional cheerleading team. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, and no one's interested. This is not like cheerleading like a cheerleading team from high school or college even that's competing. Those people are amazing, just to be clear. They're amazing, they're athletic, they're talented, they're competitive. That's not what this is. These are people who are has-beens who are washed up or never worse, and now they're trying to find this adult mixed cheerleading competition at like 30.
That?
I mean, look, there are only like 8 of you. Nobody else is competing. It's like, what did she have to do? She went to like Maine or something to try and win Miss Nobody Ever Heard of Me contest, beauty contest. Wasn't she in like some beauty contest in like Maine?
I think I read somewhere.
How the frick many other contestants were there in Maine? You know, what did they show up wearing like a raccoon bikini? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get any of this. I still don't get any of this. And now I get it even less. I'm telling you, Mona, you got to see the picture of Belichick, because Belichick looked as miserable as a human being can possibly look. He seriously looked like he was sitting on a sharp object, a red hot poker, sitting on a red hot poker and just begging. I mean, you talk about you talk about the most constipated look in the history of mankind. It was Belichick having to watch this. He's like
what
get
have I got
me
myself
the
into?
Get me the frick out of here.
I didn't see that picture.
It's just you see it? You see the picture?
No.
Oh yeah. You need to see the picture because it's absolutely unbelievable. It's just the whole thing is just this whole thing is so ridiculous. And every time you think it's starting to settle down,
doing football. You know,
what he's like about it? He's like the parent who has to keep driving their kid around for school activities.
go to these. That's why I asked you.
Except his child is like 45. Pretending to be 24. it's the whole thing is just too unbelievable. I guess we're going to get to those other games tomorrow. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, man, look, you don't need to go to Buffalo to get real, authentic Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings. You just need to get to Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York-style, but not doughy, just a perfect crust. It's baked to perfection in a real stone oven. It's just incredible. And the buffalo wings, the real authentic buffalo wings, the real deal, the actual original buffalo wings. I mean, that's what you're getting at Moretti's. There's nothing like it. Our man Dre called a week ago and said, man, Walt, they're the best wings he ever had. That's right. How about beef on whack? You've heard about it here now. It's a buffalo specialty. They cook roast beef low and slow for 8 hours. They slice it thin, pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for Dunkin'. Trust me, it's absolutely unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta. I have so many things left at Moretti's for me to try, Ramona. I tried all the things I talked about at the beginning. The wings, the pizza, the beef on whack. None of these other things have I had yet. I want to have them all. By the way, trust me when I tell you this. The place to watch Clemson, South Carolina, you're not going to the game, is at Moretti's. Trust me. Big screen TVs everywhere, and you'll be stuffing your face with the greatest food known to mankind. So even if your team is losing, you'll still be happy. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. I promise we'll actually get to the rest of the contest games tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
News for the Bengals. I'm Chris Smith. For the second straight day, quarterback Joe Burrow had a full practice, taking 100% of the team's reps, preparing him for the possibility he could play on Sunday versus New England. But the thought of even putting Burrow back under center has ESPN's Evan Cohen scratching his head.
They don't have Jamar Chase this weekend. They don't have, because of suspension. They don't have Trey Hendrickson, their best defensive player, because of injury this weekend. They may or may not have Joe Burrow. They may or may not have Joe Flacco, who's got an injury as well. They're closer to last place than they are second place. Forget first place. I'll put their chances of making the playoffs at zero.
Heard on ESPN Radio's on Sportsmanlike. Since he has lost 7 of the last 8 and are on a 3-game slide. Meanwhile, Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb said that he and George Pickens missed curfew on Sunday after having dinner and drinks at Red Rock Casino, which resulted in both players missing the first series of Monday night's game against the Raiders. And Packers running back Josh Jacobs, who sustained a knee injury in Sunday's win over the Giants, would not rule out playing on Sunday against the Vikings, but he all but guaranteed he would be back for the Thanksgiving game at the Lions 4 days later. Now the Bills are continuing to tinker with their receiver lineup ahead of tonight's game against the Texans. Wide receiver Keon Coleman is officially inactive for the second straight game. Also inactive are tight end Dalton Kincaid, who has a hamstring injury, and wide receiver Curtis Samuel with elbow and neck injuries. On to the NBA, where Mavericks guard Dante Exum will miss the entire season due to complications with his knee that will require another surgery. Dallas would need to waive Exum to create an open roster spot, but would not be allowed to sign a player until January 6th due to the hard cap at the second apron, according to ESPN's Bobby Marks.
Hey, it's Michelle Smallman, and coming up Friday, the Eagles are 8-2 and currently the number one seed in the NFC, but I'll tell you why a loss to the Cowboys will have me worried about them. It's on Sportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
At one point, Cam Scadaboo pushes the other wrestler. Please don't ask me to identify wrestlers. I think that this is the trajectory of Cam Scadaboo's life, because I feel like Cam Scadaboo, after the NFL one day, I think he could have a great career in wrestling. Like, I feel like that's perfect
for
Cam Scadaboo.
That damn sure is his future. That dude's got wrestler written all over him.
You know, I broke my ankle right before my wedding, and I was so bummed. I thought I was going to have to be in the huge walking boot under my wedding dress. I had on, like, Keds that were, like, bridal version that I had bedazzled and whatever. But, yes, because there was zero chance I could.
Oh, you lost me on bedazzled. Damn it. Don't ever ruin a good story with the truth.
Now, here's Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio.
Fireball.